But don't even worry. This is Gnome City on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the Kwikwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations here on the SFU Burnaby campus. My name is Katie. I'm your host. And yeah, we're just listening to Lucky Stars. Oh my gosh, guys. Also, it's not even Friday when I'm recording this. I gotta let you know. It is Monday. The same week, though. It's Monday, May 4th. And yeah, this Friday I'm gonna be just gallivanting, road tripping about. So I sadly could not make it to the studio. But that's okay. Because actually I wanted to tell you guys, tonight, this Monday night, I'm going to this rock and roll bingo. It's at the Cobalt, I think at 7. And yeah, it's every Monday, so I'm going this Monday. And then maybe next Friday I'll tell you guys how it was. But, you know, if you're listening on Friday, check it out on the following Monday. It seems very fun and interesting. But anyways, it's, oh my gosh, also, it's Listener Appreciation Week. Thank you guys for listening, like genuinely, not even just because it's Listener Appreciation Week, but I have such a big place in my heart for everyone who hypothetically listens to Gnome City. I think it's just, I don't know, I always imagine someone tuning in and they get to like hear me like giggling and rambling or hear some nice music that they wouldn't have heard before. And yeah, I just, yeah, I have such a place in my heart for you all that have listened to me talk to my friends. And, you know, we've gotten to learn about Egypt. We've gotten to learn about, we had my friend on to talk about photography and our like local art scene. And we just get to think together and be curious together. And that just makes me so happy. I feel like Gnome City is just kind of like my love letter to where we live, to just Vancouver and all these people, all these brilliant people that we have everywhere. And I put them on the radio and I show you how awesome they all are when I'm lucky enough to have a guest. But today we're just chilling, just you and me, and we get to, you know, go more in the solitary imagination route, which is nice because I always feel sad when I don't have enough time to talk to you guys, the listeners, because I just find it really enjoyable when it's just us as well. Yeah, I think that's all I wanted to talk about, but just, yeah, thank you. It's going to be even better. The show's going to go crazy in the summer because I'm going to have lots of free time to find some more awesome people. But yeah, so today it's just us and we're relaxing. I feel like it's been getting, I don't know, life has just felt very intense lately. And I think it's just because that's something that happens when the days get longer. There's just so much more going on and you're just so much more busy and you're outside and you're using all your energy so much more. And it's just, it's kind of tiring. It's a lot. So today we're kind of, we're relaxing, but in a way where we can also keep moving as we relax. So we can still, you know, like go on that road trip, go to that fire pit, you know, go out and have your fun hobbies, but also just feel some zen as you do it. And yeah, this next song we have is Memphis by Anna Tivel. And she has this, she speaks so softly, and same with the instruments, they just, they feel like these really gentle, like, raindrops on a lake. Just so soothing. Like, even the saxophone that comes in later is just, like, the saxophonist doesn't breathe in, breathe out all the way, you know? They just, they let it all be very soft. And I think that's kind of the energy that we're going to be bringing into this spring. Just being restful and soft, but also we're moving. We're doing awesome stuff. So, yeah, this is Memphis by Anna Tivel.
Yesterday's shadow left behind. Thank you. I'm Liz, and I broadcast on Saturdays from 9 to 10 p.m. My listeners are my friends, whether I've met them in person or not. Being social creatures, people want to talk to each other and share stories, and meaningful social interactions with our friends make our days better. It means a lot to me to spend an hour every week with my friends, chatting and listening to music. Thank you for tuning in.
That was so... Oh my gosh. On repeat. Okay, sorry, guys. Where our little DJ setup is a little weird today, but don't worry. But yeah, that was very well said, Liz. I really like that, how we're just all friends chatting together. And I think, yeah, listening to the radio is just such a nice way to just feel like you're not alone, you know? Like, we're just all, you know, like, other people are listening the same thing as you. And, you know, like, when it's live, like, I'm talking at the same time as you're listening, and I think that's so cool, and you get to see like a real personal connection that people have to the music they choose. And yeah, I think that's just so beautiful. And yeah, and I've got my gnome news as well, which I like to just kind of dabble in there to surprise and confuse you guys about why I'm talking about gnomes. And I think that's just another thing I feel so grateful for, that I get to share my silly little story every week. But we're not there yet, though. What are we talking about right now? We were just listening to P.S. Goner, the song Drive Away, and it's from the album called There's an ATM Inside, which is about, like, the life of the musician, but, like, the version of themselves that's in the mirror. And apparently it's, like, kind of dark and weird, but very interesting, so definitely listen to that. And it's always cool to, like, decode a story that's told through a song. And yeah, I feel like we don't get a lot of concept albums like that anymore, so I think that's really cool that P.S. Goner is out here making stories for us to listen to. And before that, we were listening to the song Good Enough by Status Non-Status, and it's also featuring Julie Doran, which is one of my favorite musicians, just such a sweet voice, and she's from Canada as well. But the project itself is led by Adam Sturgeon, and he is an Anishinaabe musician, and he named this album Big Changes, and it's based on construction sites where they have these signs that say big changes are coming, and he's just, you know, wondering what these changes are going to be and if they're going to be positive. And I thought that was, I really related to that. You know, I don't know if you guys saw, but the Berquitlam Plaza is like all of, you know, Dollarama and the thrift store and everything cool there is going to be replaced by housing. And there's positives and negatives to that, but for me it's quite sad that there's just going to be less to do. There's going to be more people, but we're not going to have much to do because it's just all housing. But, you know, we'll make things happen, I think. I think we've got it. As gnomes, we can all come together. But yeah, this has been lovely, a listener appreciation week, and We're just going to keep on going on this kind of spring serenity vibe I'm bringing to you with Rainbow Road by The Figs. These guys are from Victoria as well, so pretty cool.
Thank you. senses.